Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. Welcome to another episode of Smart Finance 360, Your Mortgage and More. Today, I have Cam Peacock here. We're going to talk about bank statement loans. So if you're self-employed and you're thinking you want to get a house, but you don't want to go the conventional route because you probably wrote off way too much on your taxes, maybe you invested in your business, bought a lot of equipment, and you just can't qualify for, you know, the regular conventional loans like everyone else, this is a good option for you. So Cam, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, man.
So first question for, you know, our listeners here in a nutshell, what is a bank statement loan? Layman terms, this is my first time hearing about it type answer.
Yeah, really easy is the bank statement loan is really for those people who they have a great business. They wrote everything off on taxes so that I didn't make that much money. I can't qualify off of the loan. So we're going to look at your monthly bank statements, either 12 or 24, and we're just going to take the income that we see from those bank statements to then find you income.
So no taxes. Don't even have to look at
taxes. I don't want taxes. We don't want to see them.
We just want to see bank statements.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, this is an interesting take on this. I've seen people that have gone this route. They go the bank statement route. A lot of self-employed individuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doctors. We'll go into that a little later. But
yep.
We go into this where traditionally they're going to want 2 years. Some maybe one, but mostly they're going to want 2 years of tax returns. Mm. They're going to want you to show as much income as possible. And when I say want to show, it means it's like, oof, maybe you shouldn't invest in that part of your business. Maybe you shouldn't write off there. You're going to want to show a lot on your taxes, and then you're going to pay a lot in taxes. But what I've seen is people that write everything off and invest in their businesses and then go with the bank statement loan, yeah, the rate might be a little differently, sometimes a little higher than conventional. But at the end of the day, when you do the math between what it costs to get a conventional loan, it saves you maybe $400 a month compared to paying sometimes 50, 60, 100 grand in taxes. It's crazy.
Right, right. And actually, the savings of it is, You're going to pay a little bit more in your mortgage, right? Because obviously those are going to be better. But you're going to save, if your business is very successful, you're going to save thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars from taxes. So it's a huge benefit.
I feel like if a lot of self-employed people knew about that, they would always do this loan.
Right.
Like always.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a great loan. So let's talk about the parameters of this loan. Let's dive into like, how much you need to put down, what the credit score needs to be. So, you know, first question I'll ask here is, for these programs, there's two of them that kind of have different parameters. One is if you only have 1 year in the business, and another one's if you only have 2 year in the business with this bank statement program. Let's start with the 1 year. What's kind of the requirements usually when you see FICO, how much you need to put down, minimum, stuff like that for the 1 year?
Right. So our 12-month is the most common. So that's the one we see all the time. For those ones, you need to put about 15% down. That's the starting point. And you just got to be above a 700 FICO. So that's really our range of pretty acceptable. And I will say on a lot of occasions, if you have, let's say, great income in those last year and your FICO's a little lower, we're still going to be okay to do that.
Gotcha. So that with 12-month bank statements, they take the 12 months divided by 12, obviously, whatever you make, and accrue that. Is that what they take just straight up, or they have it up to a percentage that they'll use on those 12-month calculations?
So that's actually where we're a little bit different. So we're actually going to flex for your business. So instead of a lot of people or companies who do these loans, they're actually going to say, hey, half of your business, we're going to take out for expenses for that business.
Yes.
We do. What we're going to say is we're going to have a document that really tells us what the expenses are. We call it a self-employment questionnaire. The only reason the benefit this is, the lowest we can go of taking out is 10%, which is usually individuals who are 1099s. That's realtors, you know.
Yeah.
That's sometimes loan officers. Some are salespeople. Some are sales guys who the company really pays for everything, but they're paid on commission.
Yeah.
So we can find 40% more income on those loans for individuals instead of just taking the flat 50 out. So they're really beneficial.
Yeah, that's cool. So you said the most, you know, popular one is the 12-month bank statement loan. What's the difference of percentage that you can put minimum down if you only have a 1 year experience compared to a 2 year experience that you're going to show 2 years?
So that actually gives you 5% less that you have to put down. So instead of doing the 15, you're going to actually only have to put 10% down.
Oh, it's
a lot nicer. Yeah.
That's really cool that you can do that. So, you know, if you have more experience, you can put less down.
Right. Exactly.
Debt to income ratio, you said, below 50%.
Yep, we're 50% flat. And I will say, even at times, we can go up to 55, but those are for very perfect individuals.
Gotcha.
50 is pretty much the mark.
50 is pretty much the mark there. And then another big thing about all the loans that you do, and these bank statement ones specific, is the reserve requirement. How much do you typically have to have in your bank after you close on your loan?
Right. We're looking for 6 months.
Okay.
And that one's really dependent on the loan amount. So if we're at a loan that's below $1.5 million, which is usually our common loans right now, we just need 6 months. Above that is 12 months.
Okay. So, if someone's listening here, just budget when you're putting if let's say you fit that parameter of 10 or 15% right. down, just make sure afterwards you don't want to have that 6 months
right.
of reserves. And what does it mean, reserves,
right.
for the audience?
That's a great question. Nobody really ever explained.
Yeah.
They just say reserves.
Yeah.
All it is you're going to take your mortgage payment six times. That's all it is.
Simple, right?
Very simple. And the nice part is we don't have to have it. It doesn't have to be, savings. It doesn't have to be checking. It can be retirement. It can be stocks and bonds. We can use all of those type of things.
Oh, cool. So as long as it's reserve, liquid reserves.
Doesn't matter.
Somewhere.
Yep. We can even use crypto at times too. So.
Oh, wait. You've done a crypto deal.
Yep. We do multiple crypto deals.
That's amazing. Is there any other particular about these bank statement loans? I know there's one that's big in the non-QM sector is rural. What's kind of the thing about the rural areas that non-QM lenders don't like to look at? What's kind of the...
Yeah, that's a great question. Rural is all about marketability. That's whenever you hear us say, oh, we're worried because rural, it's just because this is a property that we're going to deem a little bit out there. That's going to be harder to sell if something were to happen. So it's only us assessing risk of saying like, well, this property is so far out, in the boonies that if, let's say, the borrower can't pay this loan and we have to repossess it, we're just worried about, man, that's going to take some time and
hard
effort
to resell.
That's all we're talking about.
That's all it is. And then you mentioned, 12 is the most common, but you do have one that's 24 months as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's the caveat? Why would someone want to maybe do the 24 instead of the 12?
It's actually a great question. So obviously 12 to 24, we're just seeing more history. We're seeing more of a stronger business. That's what we're hoping for. And if we can see that over the loan and over the period of time, we actually lower the rate for those individuals.
So you get a lower rate than that.
Right.
Lower payment too.
Exactly. And so we obviously have our guidelines and we're, pretty firm to those. But if an event that we have a person who does 24 months and there's no other, it's a pretty clean deal, those are two rate reductions that we'll give you on every single loan for that. We'll say, oh, wow, this is a great loan. We have no problems with it. It fits. You have 2 years history. We're going to drop the loan in two parameters to give you a lower rate.
What are the majority of kind of the type of professions you see that take advantage of a bank statement loan?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would say the individuals we're seeing anyone who can transition, really from that. So we're seeing a lot of doctors. Like right now we're doing a loan for an individual who was a web designer. He was W-2'd for a year. And then for the next year, he made his own business and contracted out to all those businesses he was doing web design for. 12 months, perfect. We do the loan for him. So it's really those individuals that are really advantageous, I would say. Truck drivers, doctors, web designers, anyone in tech who can go and make a business of, I was developing, then I decided to be 1099, that it's really that simple.
Gotcha. So, a lot of self-employed individuals
can take
advantage of the bank statement program.
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. I think that's everything in a nutshell. I mean, you're going to want to have decent credit, at least 680 FICO. You're going to want to probably have, the best, if you're going to have a most optimal rate, it's probably 25% down, but there are caveats that you can get down to as little as 10% down.
Exactly. Exactly.
And 12 to 24 months, they'll evaluate that. And that's cool that you guys, take into account their business and everything. You're not going to deduct that from them, so you can calculate the income even more.
Exactly.
That's very cool. So that's, it can be daunting, but it's not. The thing that's daunting, I think, for consumers is that a lot of loan officers don't know how to do these loans. They
right.
just don't understand them. Mm-hmm. They got to know the guidelines. They got to know little things like the reserves. That's a
right.
huge one that I see. People mess up on the reserves. They mess up on understanding the rural, mm-hmm. Areas of what that investor deems rural. Because some investors say, nah, that's not rural. Some say, yes, I believe that is rural.
Right.
We think it'll be more difficult to sell.
Right.
But also loan officers they don't know much about it. They don't understand the process. They don't know how it works. Is there anything you want to talk about on the back end about bank statement loans? You know, Freddie, Fannie, do you sell those off, or how does that even work on the back end of these?
That's actually a really good question of why, especially with our bank statement loans, because everybody knows about bank statement loans. It's a very, you know, I shouldn't say everybody, but I mean, UWM, all those.
You'd be surprised. A lot of real estate agents, a lot of clients have no idea.
That's so interesting to me.
Sponsors don't know how to do them.
That's very
They're
true.
They're not good at doing them.
That's true.
Another thing is the payment's different. So, for example, most of these loans that we do, the lender pays us to do that.
Right.
Whereas in these non-QM sector loans, a lot of times the lender's not paying us. We can structure it. You guys have programs where possibly that can happen.
Right.
But when the lender's not paying you to do this transaction, then you have to obviously have a loan origination fee.
Right. There has to be some incentive.
You have to do your stuff to be able to do that. Now, a lot of the lenders and loan officers are structured in a way that the lender just pays me. Now, sometimes there are lenders and retail lenders and banks that will have loan origination fee plus the back end they're getting paid. Mm-hmm. That's when you should shop around, definitely shop for mortgage.
Right.
But in this case, it's because the lender's not paying me anything to do this loan. Like, you know, you've got to charge something to get the job done.
Right.
But I've noticed even with us doing a non-QM loan, like a bank statement loan, and you're charging your fee,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost, it's usually people that this is the only place that you can go.
Right.
But then they find out that, hey, look, these rates are pretty dang good.
Right.
Compared to how much I saved on taxes, we'll make this work. So, you know, there's different ways to structure it. But at that point, I think a high-level loan officer does non-QM loans, ones that know what they're doing because they're the hardest loans.
Uh-huh.
And if your loan officer can do a non-QM loan with ease, all the other loans are easy.
Right.
You know? You know, every loan has its intricacies, but these are the ones that are like, I'm way interested in these loans at this point of my career because it is kind of welcome to the show. You know, I got to learn so much more stuff, but I feel way more fulfilled because I feel like I'm helping a sector of professionals
mm-hmm.
that don't have anywhere else to go really, because some of the loan officers, A, don't feel incentivized to mm-hmm. talk about it.
Right.
B, they don't know what they're doing.
Right. Right. And that's really the thing is just understanding. Cause like with us on our loans, we have normally, like, you guys sell to Fannie and Freddie, right? That's pretty common, pretty simple, straightforward. We actually sell to Wall Street. That's who we're selling to. So I can actually go into a tool. If you're like, hey, Cam, I got this bank statement. Let's say it's a great loan, but maybe we have, let's even say, a mortgage late in the last 12 months. I can actually select that and see all the different eight to 10 investors from Wall Street who will say, yeah, we'll take that loan, and here's the rate that I'll give you. So we can see that information to say, and then we can manipulate it to say, oh, well, I have now another guy who has a late, but it's just out of 2 years. Is that still okay?
Well, that holds cool. We kind of go back and forth making some calls.
Yep, exactly.
That's very cool how that works.
It's probably one of the most interesting things is working with those investors, because they'll tell us. They'll be like, there's times they'll say no, and we'll call them and say, hey, this is the full deal. This is the explanation. Let's say the borrower, you know, bought a business, because we do those loans all the time. And he has 12 months of strong history, but he didn't own it before. He just worked there.
Yeah.
Those are loans I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, that doesn't fit in our little formula, but we'll do that loan all day long. And that's really what happens is we usually call him and say, hey, this loan makes sense. Do you like this? It doesn't fit in the parameters that you allow us to select, but it's still a loan they'll do all day long. So it's a really interesting conversation to talk to those investors all the time.
And then they, you know, get more at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
And they see more and more of these cases that are working.
Right.
And now you got a whole sector of loans coming through to this investor, and they're performing well. They're making their payments.
Right.
And now there's a stable market for this certain professional.
Exactly.
Very, very cool sector. So, well, dude, Cam, this was great. We learned a lot about bank statement loans. If anyone's listening and wants to know about a bank statement loan, please reach out to us, and we will help you get a phenomenal, not only just rate, but just a great loan for you that'll actually close, and it'll be a good experience for you. So thanks, man.
No worries. No worries at all.